for WKU Public Radio and NPR One. I'm Lamont Jack Pearly, and this is the African American Folklorist.
My old boy from the point, but I'm from Southwest. And every now and then I get put to the test. But I can't be stopped, cause I gotta come through. Ain't got no gun, but I got my crew. Didn't come for no beef, cause I don't eat steak. I gotta play the soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. I gotta play the soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. I gotta play the soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy.
To stay consistent with the theme of this episode, we just heard Soul Food by the legendary hip-hop group Goody Mob. On part one of this episode, Dr. Ann K. Farrell, program director and associate professor of the Folk Studies Department for WKU, explained to us what Foodways is and how it's applied to the expression, tradition, and interactions of cultures. In this episode, my Uncle Don, wife, and children share the food traditions we share that's been passed down for many generations. As far as I can remember, from Friday through Sunday meant family, friends, and what is now referred to as Southern soul cooking. However, we never refer to it as such. My 73-year-old uncle, Donald McNeil, shares the story.
Well, I do remember that we always would get together. Even when we were living there or when I wasn't living there, we would still come by and Mom would say, hey, I got dinner coming. And she would be in the kitchen rattling those pots and she would have some potato salad and some collard greens and some fried chicken, and man, and everybody will be sitting at the table, and because we all wait till the food is there, then we come and we say grace, and that could be normally when the big table like that, normally it's on Sunday, but she has small things during the week too on a Friday. She's always trying to keep the family together, and that's how she did it. Those things come way back from our family in Mississippi. That's where my folks were from. That's how they did in those days, especially on Sunday. They would sit back and have everybody there, and they'd make ice cream. The mom made ice cream also because we had the old ice cream maker. Of course, we all helped. And then we had those large dinners like that.
My initial question was based on my memory, but this was happening before me, Anthony, Eric, Monique, and Ashley was ever born, right?
That's true. That's where it started. That's where the tradition, you see, that's where it came from. But see, when I'm talking about it, the tradition I saw came from down south, and they just continued it. So, yeah, that was the continued tradition that you saw as a kid coming up, or as you got older also. That's what you saw because that's the way it came, and it continued to roll like that because it was family getting together where we'd all sit there and talk a little trash, and, of course, Dad would be teasing everybody while we ate. Mom would make her a pound cakes. Man, those cakes were out of sight. Along with the ice cream, man, sheesh.
There were specific and informal roles people had in this festivity?
Well, the role is Dad would always sit at the head of the table, and we wait till everybody was ready. Mom set the table, and then we all sat down. And like I said, Dad was at the head of the table. Or if he decided not to sit at the head of the table, he'd sit someplace else. Because he was he was a breadwinner. He brought the money in. The house was rolling because he brought the cash in. But Mom was making sure that everything was working right. They worked together as a team, and it was great.
This traveled from Mississippi to Chicago to New York.
That's correct. And my grandparents, that's the way they did their thing. And my parents, they just followed suit with my grandparents. I know on a Sunday, we might be sitting down if it's in the afternoon. We might be sitting down watching the TV, or, you know, that's what we did. Sometimes we ate while we watched TV, or we just sat down and had dinner and talked some trash. Talked family trash.
Right.
Dad was teasing people. And as he teased people, I tease people too.
It would be considered a time where everybody got together to catch up on the weekend, what's going on with each other.
It's something like that, because mom on the weekends, that's when mom would make a big dinner, depending on what it was. And it's not the same thing every week, but she asked dad what he wanted. Dad would say, yeah, I want this, that, and the other. If not, we go to the store and she might have smothered chicken, smothered steak, what have you. And then no matter what she cooked though, it was always good. It was always good, and we always had a great time at the table. As a matter of fact, I can't remember any time that we didn't have a good time at the table.
Yeah, neither can I. Let me ask you, at what point did it become called Southern food or soul food? Because this was just what we ate, right? That was passed down and traveled. Was there a name for it? Did my aunt ever say, I'm making Southern food? Or did Daddy Dave ask for, I want country style food? Was there a
Nah, that's what she made. That's what she made. Mom made country style Southern food, because that's what she did. It was never asking for that. Mom would make whatever she make. If she made potato salad, it was always Southern style potato salad, you know? That's what it was. We had Southern food. That's what she cooked. She cooked Southern food. It was always Southern style.
Because that's just what our people were accustomed to eating.
That's what we were accustomed to eating. That's what, not only, that's what we wanted. And, you know, it was not accustomed to. It's just like, that's what we wanted. Because mom did a good job on it, you know? So if you wanted something else during the week, you go out and get that. But when you come home, mom said, come on down, you know? Man, that lady didn't joke, man. And that's something that I really missed. I miss now, because dinners, you might see something like that on TV sometimes, but that's the real deal. Ours was the real deal. And I remember having those same type of dinners in Mississippi when I was down there.
In reminiscing on our family dinners that we'd had over the years, it came up the exploit and adventures my uncle and my mother took when they were younger, because they were close. And it came up because their age difference is the same as my two youngest children's age difference. And the irony is they share a lot of the same characteristics, personalities, and relationships. So when they were younger, my uncle had a route in our community and my mother would accompany him. And back then they had particular kind of elevators where you had to shut the gate, and my uncle would always lock my mother in the elevator, and she would get mad and he would have to buy her ice cream floats so she would not tell my grandparents, which is something she introduced to me, then my children. Those stories set off a tradition because she really enjoyed floats, and she would, when my children would go by her house, she would always make floats and tell that story to them. So, so what we've done now to come full circle, that she's transcended, on her birthday, our designated dessert is the ice cream float. And then we tell the story. We've been trying to work it so we can get you on the phone while we're making the float, so you can tell the kids this story yourself.
Yep, that's what we used to do. We used to always get some glasses and put the ice cream in the glasses and put some soda in there, some Pepsi, or I used to like grape soda and orange soda, put it all in there like that, you know?
As we wrap up, I will leave you with a couple of statements from my wife, youngest daughter, and youngest son.
I started identifying that the foods that my grandmother was cooking were Southern food when I got older. And I started reading about it. I started inquiring, or I started hearing conversation amongst my friends and their family members. And this is how I found out that chitlins was a Southern meal. And this is how I found out that collard greens was a Southern food. You know, a lot of the foods that she cooked, or the traditions that she had in her family, you know, I started identifying, like hunting for deer and then going down south to get it and bringing it back to New York. And this is how I had deer meat.
So sometimes me or LJ sets up the napkins while mom's making the food, and we pour our parents water. And yeah, we set the table.
Well, my dad usually makes the breakfast and my mom usually makes the dinner. Every once in a while, me and my sister take turns on who makes lunch. Usually on the weekends, my dad will make like waffles, French toast, or grits, something special. But during the weekdays, it's usually oatmeal, cereal, or toast and boiled eggs with eggs or something. And as for dinner, my mom would make rice or green peas, beans, chicken. Every once in a while, like traditional is like holidays, we might have something like fried chicken. And then there's those times where every once in a while we order out for food or go out to eat somewhere.
Thank you, Unc, Mrs. Pearly, and Pearly children. We are curious to know about your African American foodways traditions. If you, the listeners, are interested in sharing, email me at lamont.pearly956@topper.wku.edu. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly, and this is the African American Folklorist.